show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
I really wish people would stay out of our studio. Simply because, you know, I ain't been here in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you come in and you want your chair to be the right way. I don't know who was sitting in these chairs. They must have had to cast the little people of
There's
Atlanta.
There's like 10 chairs in here now.
And they're all low, super low to the ground. Why?
Goodness gracious, my chair is always good.
Jesus Christ, man.
Well, shout out to Chris Brown and Fabolous. Last night, their show hit New York City.
Brooklyn, to be exact.
The Barclays said I went last night. Great show. I missed Casanova and OT Genesis. They opened up the show.
I was there for that.
I went and seen Fabolous. Fabolous performed, killed it. He brought out Young M.A.
Mm-hmm.
He brought out A Boogie. He brought out Cameron. He brought out, who else did he bring out? Little Kim.
Fab's in Brooklyn, so he got to do it big.
Yeah, he kept the real New York sounds like.
It was really, really dope. And then Chris Brown killed it. It was a great show. It was one of those shows. It was when Brooklyn comes out, when Brooklyn's in town, is ridiculous.
It was crazy in there,
I'm
not gonna lie.
Every Brooklyn person, they tried to break through the doors to get in.
They
tried everything to get in there last night, but it was a great, great show.
That's
shout
good.
Out to Chris Brown and Natina for those tickets.
Listen,
appreciate
drop
it.
Drop one of the cool bombs for Brooklyn being consistent.
They are.
All right. Don't ever think you still can't get robbed in Brooklyn. I know all the juice bars and the gentrification may fool you, but Brooklyn Negroes are still Brooklyn Negroes.
Right. And you know what? They shut the doors down. This is what you got to love about Brooklyn. They shut the doors down. There was a fight, so they shut the doors down.
Oh, there was?
Before I got in. So there was one dude I didn't know, but he was from Brooklyn. He was like, yo, y'all not going to let Envy in? All right, I'll figure this out. Then he went.
Yeah, I'll figure this out.
I don't even know him. He went and got a cop. It was like, Envy's supposed to be on stage in 15 minutes. And they escorted me in the back.
So you couldn't even do this yourself. Some stranger had to do this.
Just some Brooklyn dude escorted me.
I thought you was about to tell me a good Brooklyn story. Like, they was like, y'all ain't going to let Envy in? All right, let's bum rush the door. That's what I thought you were about to tell
now,
me.
Now, did he get in also with you?
He was getting everybody in. It was crazy.
But he was outside?
He was outside. Like, yo, come on, Envy. Yo, escort Envy. Right now. Like,
so he didn't want to go in. He just wanted to help people get in.
I don't know. You know that Brooklyn talk where it makes you, like, you better do it because you know what it is? They're like, escort him to stage right now. He got to be on in 5 minutes.
It was like the Robin Hood of concerts.
Walk me to stage. All right, this is
By
dope.
The way,
Thank
if you're in Brooklyn and somebody trying to help you, they lining you up. I just want you to know.
Now, Brooklyn
they lining
people.
You up to get robbed.
Now, Brooklyn right? people are good people.
Hey, come this way. I'll show you where to go.
Yeah, don't go that
you
way.
You go around that corner, be three dudes in black hoodies. They be on the ground.
Don't go that way.
All right.
But it was a good show. You went too, Yee.
Yes, I was there also. Shout out to Mike Kaiser.
I seen Kaiser. Drunk ass.
He was very drunk because we went out and actually had drinks beforehand. He said, I'm in Brooklyn. Come meet me. I guess they did the XXL freshman shoot in Brooklyn yesterday. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that was a great show. That was a great night. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news. What are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about Shea Moisture. You know we all use Shea Moisture. Well, people are upset at them. We'll tell you why. Also, Barack Obama returns. We'll tell you what he had to say at the University of Chicago.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Angela Yee, Charlotte. Let's get in some front page news. Now, NBA playoffs last night. The Raptors beat the Bucks 118-93. Raptors lead the series 3-2. Atlanta Hawks beat Washington 111-101. They tied the series 2-2. And the Warriors swept Portland 128-103.
Damn, Damian Lillard jumped out there with the, we going to beat the Golden State Warriors in six.
That didn't happen.
I mean, listen, there's nothing wrong with trying to speak things into fruition, but you actually got to go out there and execute. Clearly, they didn't execute.
Yeah, that's a difficult one. But Obama's back. Obama's back.
Yes, this is the first time we've heard from Obama, his first formal public appearance since he left office in January. Now, he was at the University of Chicago, and it was a civic engagement panel, which featured Chicago high school and college students and young leaders. And here's what he had to say.
On the back end now of my presidency, now that it's completed, I'm spending a lot of time thinking about what is the most important thing I can do for my next job. What I'm convinced of is that although there are all kinds of issues that I care about and all kinds of issues that I intend to work on, the single most important thing I can do is to help in any way I can prepare the next generation of leadership to take up the baton and to take their own crack at changing the world.
That's it. I mean, that's all it's about in any field, really. Like, when you have a certain experience or a certain number of years in your field, it's all about helping the next generation.
He also wrote a memoir since he's been gone from the public eye. And he also said that Americans should become more involved in local politics. And one thing he also said was worry less about what you want to be and worry more about what you want to do.
Mm. All right. Now, what happened with Shea Moisture?
All right. Shea Moisture has had to pull an ad because social media went crazy on them. Now, the ad launches with a black woman. She's discussing the difficulties of dealing with her natural hair. But then there's two white women, a blonde woman and a redhead. And here's how it went.
People would, like, throw stuff in my hair, and then I'd just be walking, and there'd be, like, little paper balls in my hair. I hated it because it's like, oh, I have this, and people make fun of me for it.
It was lots of days staring in the mirror like, I don't know what to do with it.
I just didn't feel like I was supposed to be a redhead. I dyed my hair blonde for 7 years of my life, platinum blonde.
I didn't really embrace my natural hair. But then, you know, as I got older, I learned how to do it, and I learned how to love it. Shea Moisture, holy grail right here.
It just gives us all the results that we need. It's kind
so
of like
the issue here
product.
Is this. Shea Moisture has been known for catering to the black community and had deep ties. We've actually done a lot of stuff with Shea Moisture up here as well. But for some reason, they're doing this whole campaign. The message that they were trying to get across was break free from hair hate, but loyal consumers felt like it was insensitive to what is supposed to be their core base. Why do we have to cater to other people if this is supposed to be for women and people of color?
What is hair hate?
I guess hair should see no color hair product. I don't know. But that was
yeah,
but
I'm confused. I'm going to be honest. Even yesterday, because I had my homegirls hitting me, like, you got to give Shea Moisture donkey today. I tried to look into it, but I didn't understand. I don't know what's going on.
But
I still don't know what's
no
going
hair,
on.
So
well, I'm
going to
tell you what
totally
their apology said, so maybe it'll help you better understand it. They issued an apology. They said, wow, okay, so guys, we really effed this one up. Please know that our intention was not and would never be to disrespect our community, and as such, we are pulling this piece immediately because it does not represent what we intended to communicate. Now, they're talking about they stood for inclusion always in beauty and have always fought for our community and given them credit for not just building our business but for shifting the beauty landscape. So what they're feeling like is the consumers looked at it as you guys used us, this was your fan base, and then now you feel like, okay, we've gotten big enough, let's get away from our black community.
Let's cross over.
And cross over and start catering.
Stop doing rap music and do pop music.
Mm-hmm. Like BET giving Gary Owens a TV show?
There you go.
No, Gary's dropping the clue bombs for Gary. Yes. No, that's not a good example.
That was terrible.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm still confused about this whole situation.
Me too.
I guess I get it, but I don't know.
All right. When we come back next hour, we'll tell you about Bill O'Reilly. But tell him why you're mad. Up next, 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Or if you feel blessed, you can call us as well. 800-585-1051. Just tell us how you're feeling. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. For real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad? On The Breakfast Club, for real.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, mama?
Hey, Envy. Hey, oh, Lord, I'm so happy. Hey, good morning.
What's your name?
It's Charlamagne now.
He back today.
I'm right here, boo. What's happening?
Hey, okay, now, this is why I'm mad, first off. I'm mad because you're not doing your book tour in Washington State.
Yes, I am. I'm going to be in D.C. on May 4th.
No, Washington State.
No, Washington State.
Oh, no. Next, yeah, in May. They adding like 10 or 15 book tour dates today. I'm coming to Seattle in May.
Okay, good.
There you go.
Because I got my book.
Thank you, baby.
I have my book, and I posted it on Instagram, and I just hit you up on Twitter. Because I just seen you posted something on Twitter.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Yes.
And I appreciate you.
I am a fan of DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne Tha God.
You're not a fan. You're a supporter. Say supporter.
Okay, I'm a supporter.
You're a friend of ours.
Yes. And y'all did shout me out for my birthday on March 9th. Thank you, Charlamagne, for giving Andrea Marie a shout out. Okay, so other than that, that's why I was mad.
So you're not mad
and
no
I'm
more?
No, I'm not mad no more. And do you know it's 3 o'clock over here?
Yes, we do.
So
we know all about the 3-hour time difference.
Thank you for supporting us. We appreciate it.
I'm blessed because, for the simple fact, I got through one. I woke up this morning. I'm from the South, so I got, out to Yo City, Charlemagne, Moss Corner.
There you go.
But I'm from the South.
Also, remember, and weed is legal in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
We can tell you're a little high right now.
Absolutely.
Or it's 3 in the morning. She might just be a little out of it.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, my book, Black Privilege, out right now, though, by the way. Thank you for getting it.
Hello?
Hey, tell them why you're blessed.
Good morning. Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
I just want to let you guys know that I just had a baby. You guys.
Yay.
Congrats.
Every early morning.
We helped you have the baby?
Excuse me?
We helped you have the baby? Who cut the umbilical cord? Me, Envy, or ye?
No, his dad cut the cord.
Okay.
You guys get me through the early morning feedings. But I'm blessed because I have a great baby's dad who gets up in the middle of the night to feed the baby, and he's been very supportive. His name is T-Rod.
All right, T-Rod.
So I'm graduating from dental school at the University of Florida May the 19th.
Okay.
Wow, you got a lot of blessings right now. Congratulations.
Yeah, I know.
That's awesome,
I got into a residency program to specialize in root canals.
I love it, baby.
Always got to give thanks, man, when things are going well, not just when you need blessings.
Hey, man, opportunity comes to those who create them. Salute to you. We need more dentists out here in these streets.
Tell them why you're blessed or mad. Let's just say get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Yo, I didn't know I had so much family in Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, you
probably
do?
Don't.
My mom's from West Columbia.
Really?
He just found that out, by the way.
When that happened?
He did not know where his mom was from his whole life.
So when I was going down to Columbia to do the party, my mom was like, I just want to tell you that your cousin's going to be coming to the club. So I was like, how many? She was like six? I said, six? She was like, yeah, I'm from West Columbia, so they're coming out. So you probably went to school with some of my cousins.
I didn't go to school in Columbia. Metro, correct me if I'm wrong, but West Columbia were all the white people at. That's where Dylan Roof and them was staying at.
No.
Was that Lexington County? Somebody give me some.
No.
If I remember correctly.
My mom said she lived on a dirt road and it was ghetto.
I never used to like to drive through West Columbia. West Columbia is where you see all the Confederate flags. It gets real spooky in West Columbia.
She said she had to move out. But anyway.
I can't believe you didn't know where your mom was from this whole time.
I thought she was from Virginia. Who
I'm
knows?
I'm going to do a book signing in West Columbia. Black Privilege book signing in the middle of where all them Confederate flags at.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Listen up. Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Marlon from the Bronx.
Hey, what's up, bro? Why you mad this morning? Why you mad?
I'm mad because I'm a little bit mad at all of y'all because y'all allowed Troy Ave to get up there and poison a youth and spit a lot of garbage, and nobody checked him. He was looking like a real cornball up there, and nobody said nothing.
What do you mean nobody checked him? Because I definitely said a lot. What do you mean?
Well, I think people come up here and express themselves and tell what they feel. I'm not going to tell you.
I definitely said a lot to him. So what do you mean nobody checked him?
No. Hold on. This is Charlamagne right here?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how you doing, Charlamagne?
How you doing, brother?
Job. Oh, I'm doing good. You did a great job checking Stephen A today. But let me tell you something, Charlamagne, real quick. First of all, I'm proud of you, Charlamagne. You have a lot of power, and you have also a great opportunity to touch a lot of people out there because you're the new wave, you're the new movement, Charlamagne. And I just want you to know, like, a lot of things you go through, a lot of people wouldn't do. Like, when they try to front on you that day and they try to act like they were going to jump you, and a lot of people said, you know, they would have fought. And I'm looking at them like, you got to be crazy. I'm not fighting more than one person at a time, let alone three or four.
Absolutely.
Sir, you're losing focus right now on what you were mad about.
I don't even know
what's going on.
Well,
right
we appreciate
now.
You for listening. You're all over the place this morning.
No, that's because, you know, I've been trying to get through for, like, forever. So I got
you're all over the place,
sir.
I got you.
We appreciate you for riding with us, man.
All right, listen, don't hang up on me.
I still want to know what happened with Troy Ave. You can't leave it with this kind of cliffhanger.
But I'm sorry. Getting back to Troy Ave.
All right.
Usually, y'all, not saying that y'all was scared. Nothing like that. I'm not even coming across like that. But I'm just saying, he had a lot that could have been checked on. Just by his way he's talking about people shooting, and he want people to stand up and not run and duck and hide. When you had a lot to come at him on, and I just thought he kind of got a little bit of a pass When he was up there, because he looked like a fool, and nobody really made him feel like he like how he looked, like a fool.
But it's an interview. You let people talk. You ask them questions. They answer the questions. I'm not going to tell you how you should answer.
And not only that, we weren't there for any of his shooting, so we don't know what happened. We just let him talk and say what he had to say.
But listen, especially you, light skin. You light skin. I know definitely. I'll be seeing you be having something to say, light skin. You be really wanting to tell dudes like. Put down the guns, but you can't really go too hard.
We did tell him put down the guns.
We did.
I told him.
I think you just don't like Trey Ass.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I told him the thug life, that's not the way. Wouldn't you rather be the weirdo rapper? But I understand where the guy's coming from.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, good morning. My name is Yvard.
Yvard.
I'm out of Atlanta.
And good morning. Why are you blessed this morning?
I'm blessed because I have an amazing wife, man. I've been married her 9 years, been together for 13. And you know what I'm saying? She's been holding me down even when I had nothing, man.
There you go. Shout out, man. What's her name?
Her name is Samantha. Yeah.
All right, Samantha. Man, keep holding him down. She with you now?
Samantha.
Say it again?
She with you now?
Nah, I'm on the road. I'm a truck driver. I'm out here in Ohio driving, you know what I'm saying? And she's at home taking care of the two kids that we have, two beautiful daughters.
Well, be safe on them roads, bro.
Appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
All right. Get it off your chest. That's what we're calling it now. 800-585-1051. Yeah, we got to. I mean, because people call, they're mad, they're blessed, they're both. So just get it off your chest. And we got rumors on the way?
Yes, how can somebody be racist about a baby? We'll tell you what's going on with Serena Williams and her unborn child.
Okay. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Serena Williams, super excited to be having this baby, but there's been a little bit of nastiness, all right? Now, a former tennis star, Ilie Nastase, had some things to say. He was allegedly heard saying, "Let's see what color it is, chocolate with milk." That's what they heard him saying during a press conference. Because, you know, Serena is engaged to a white man. Mm-hmm.
Drop one of Clues Bomb for that white man. For making
Alexis Ohanian.
Alexis Ohanian is out here making great decisions in life.
That's a pretty weird thing to say about somebody who's having a baby. And so that went viral, and he actually has been... right now, they're investigating his alleged remarks. The International Tennis Federation, they've suspended him while they conduct that investigation. Now, Serena responded and said, "It disappoints me to know we live in a society where people like Ilie Nastase can make such racist comments towards myself and unborn child and sexist comments against my peers. I have said it once and I'll say it again. This world has come so far, but yet we have so much further to go. Yes, we have broken down so many barriers. However, there are a plethora more to go. This or anything else will not stop me from pouring love, light, and positivity into everything that I do. I will continue to take a lead and stand up for what's right." Now, he, in the meantime, is known for just saying bad things, bad behavior.
But what does he do? Because he doesn't play tennis.
He's nicknamed Nasty. No, he's a former champion, tennis champion.
Oh, because what does he do for the tennis organization now? Because he seems too old.
It was a press conference. I guess he was discussing tennis.
I do like the fact he said chocolate with milk, though, because usually they put the father's genes first, but he knows that Serena Williams' genes will absolutely dominate that child.
All right. And speaking of, let's talk about Jesse Williams. Jesse Williams is getting divorced. We all know him as the star from Grey's Anatomy, of course, as an activist as well. Well, he has two young children with his wife, and they got married in September 2012. Apparently, they've been separated for a while. They've kept it under wraps, and the split is amicable. So there you have it, all right?
They was trying to say young Jesse was out here with a white woman, right? I know that ain't the case.
I don't know what's going on yet.
Well, if it could be, but if it is, it is.
Yeah, that
I just
would be
saw
weird.
People saying that on social media yesterday.
We don't know what's going on. I don't know.
Why are people so concerned with white, black, know. Asian? Why? I don't
drop
understand.
Drop on the Clues Bombs for Jesse Williams. That's the world we live in. It's always been that way. It makes the world exciting. Stop it.
You love who you love.
Right. All right. And Mel B, she is saying that she wants to keep Stephen Belafonte away from the kids, her estranged husband, because she says that he produces porn. Now, she said there is evidence on multiple computers in the house that indicate that, and that he's possibly shooting the porn himself. They said there's a paper trail on him renting spaces around L.A. to shoot porn. So that's why right now she wants to keep the kids away from him.
Is it black people on the porn or white people on the porn?
Doesn't matter, man. Both.
Well, and here's another twist to the story. According to Mel B's attorneys, she's also saying that Stephen Belafonte had a friend, a rapper, staying with them in the family home, even though he served time for manslaughter.
Goodness gracious.
That rapper is True Life. So that's the other issue. She said that Stephen let True Life sleep in Madison's bed. The children weren't home at the time, but she said that's poor decision-making.
Oh, drop on the clues bomb for True Life.
I seen True Life last night at the
True
concert.
True Life, did you try to smash Mel B? Because I would have.
Oh, my goodness.
If I was still that type of person.
Wow.
I think that's his friend.
Mel B is a beautiful woman. If I'm thinking about, that's the black girl from the Spice Girls, right?
Yes.
I had to say black because she's the black girl from the Spice Girls.
She is the black girl from the Spice Girls.
She's a beautiful woman.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get into some front page news. Now, last night, the Raptors beat the Bucks 118-93. Raptors lead 3-2. The Hawks beat the Wizards 111-101. They tied a series 2-2, and the Warriors swept the Trail Blazers 128-103.
By the way, Damian Lillard. Your prediction sucked, bro. You said that y'all was going to win, beat the Golden State Warriors in six, and y'all got swept. I'm all about speaking things into fruition, but you got to go out there and execute.
He couldn't do that with them.
Clearly, nobody else on your team was in line with what your prediction was.
Not at all. Now, let's talk about Obama. Obama is back!
Yes, our former President Barack Obama was at the University of Chicago. He was moderating a civic engagement panel that featured Chicago-area high school and college students and young leaders. Mm-hmm. And here's what he had to say.
On the back end now of my presidency, now that it's completed, I'm spending a lot of time thinking about what is the most important thing I can do for my next job. What I'm convinced of is that although there are all kinds of issues that I care about and all kinds of issues that I intend to work on, the single most important thing I can do is to help in any way I can prepare the next generation of leadership to take up the baton and to take their own crack at changing the world.
That's real, man. That's all it's about. If you're not trying to raise the next generation, then what are you doing? Prepare the next generation for greatness. If you got some experience in the field, share that experience with the next generation. It's your duty. It's your job.
Absolutely.
Now, Obama has also written a memoir during this period of time, and he also is encouraging Americans to become more involved in local politics. He said, worry less about what you want to be and worry more about what you want to do.
Now, what happened with Shea Moisture?
Shea Moisture had to pull an ad. Social media was very upset about this ad. Now, the ad starts off with the black woman. She's talking about dealing with her hair and how difficult it is dealing with natural hair. And then it transitions to two white women, a blonde woman and a redhead. And here's the ad.
People would, like, throw stuff in my hair, and then I'd just be walking, and there'd be, like, little paper balls in my hair. I hated it because it's like, oh, I have this, and people make fun of me for it.
It was lots of days staring in the mirror like, I don't know what to do with it.
I just didn't feel like I was supposed to be a redhead. I dyed my hair blonde for 7 years of my life, platinum blonde.
I didn't really embrace my natural hair.
All right, so the message was supposed to be break free from hair hate, but loyal consumers found that it was insensitive just putting out this ad that way. And the owner, the founder and CEO, Rich, we know Rich, he actually had to do a post on Facebook. Shea Moisture posted, wow, okay, so guys, listen, we really effed this one up. Please know that our intention was not and would never be to disrespect our community. And as such, we are pulling this piece immediately because it does not represent what we intended to communicate.
So now, basically, people want Shea Moisture to be segregated.
No.
They want it to be for colored zone, basically.
Now, Rich said our job is to make sure they understand that we're still here for them. He said black women tend to have the least amount of products in the marketplace for them. So
they're basically saying, look, we don't have a lot of stuff out there anyway, so at least let us have this.
And why are you crossing over?
Just we have keep to share everything.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I get it now. Now I understand.
Because Shea Moisture's aim was traditionally to be to address skin and hair care issues that were ignored by mass market companies. So that was the whole point of it, but now you're not, it seems like you're straying away from that.
I get it.
Your All core right. marketplace, the people that made you who you are today.
Unless, of course, the two so-called white women in the video were transracial. How do we know they weren't like Rachel Dolezal? Maybe.
Dolezal.
Whatever her name
or
was.
Or she is white.
Well, yeah, she doesn't look
really?
Like
really?
That woman is white.
Says you can take who? A look. Take a look.
Says every, oh, yeah, go ahead, Sherman.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a white woman.
They look like they're straight out of white
that's
chicks.
Absolutely yeah. a white woman. That's a white woman.
Yeah.
Those are definitely white women if I've never seen white women.
Goodness gracious.
Those are white women.
All right, well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, Family Hustle. I heard there was a good topic on Family Hustle, T.I. and Tiny talking about raising kids and staying home, right?
Well, yeah, they have little baby heirs, and the baby's one.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny wants to get back to work. And T.I. feels like, well, right now, the most important thing for you to do is to be home and raise this baby, make sure the baby is in a stable environment.
Let's hear the audio.
So,
if I'm out working and you out working, who's going to be here with them?
I'm going to have, she going with me.
Oh, hell no.
That's hell a definite, no. Baby.
Hey, look, man, my child.
She cannot be separate.
Well, then you need to stay here. That's a sacrifice you make as a parent.
No, parents, they travel. What do you think we do?
She takes her time. And
she takes her child
she
with
takes her.
Her
time. No. Life on the road is no place for no damn Tip. Baby. It's best for her to be in a stable place where she can wake up at a certain time, eat at a certain time, play at a certain time, go to bed at a certain time.
Sometimes you just have to remind your woman that she not Beyonce, though.
All
it's
right.
Okay to say it. You're not Beto.
Which might be even more reason that she feels like she needs to work and make money.
Should Tiny stay home and raise the kids, or should she pursue her career?
Let's shift from race to gender roles. Gender politics, the Breakfast Club is cooking this morning.
800-585-1051. What do you think? Should Tiny stay home and raise those kids? Or should she go on the road?
Depends like what she's going on the road for.
This is that French Montana. Turn it up. Hey, hey.
You about to do that hopscotch dance?
Here you go.
Oh, Lord.
There you go. There you go. There you go. It's the Breakfast Club.
New York niggas should never do dances, ever.
Together.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we were talking about T.I. and Tiny. Of course, the Family Hustle comes on every Monday, and during the Family Hustle, they were talking about this.
If I'm out working and you out working, who's going to be here with them?
I'm going to have... She going with me.
Oh, hell no.
That's... Hell definite,
no.
Baby.
Hey, look, man. My child.
She cannot be separate.
Well, then you need to stay here. That's a sacrifice you make as a parent.
No, parents, they travel. What do you think we do?
She takes her time.
She takes her child
she
with
takes
her.
She takes her time. No. Life on the road is no place for no damn
Tip.
Baby. It's best for her to be in a stable place where
we
she
want.
Can wake up at a certain time, eat at a certain time, play at a certain time, go to bed at a certain time.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, should Tiny stay home and raise the kids? What do you think, E?
I think that she should be able to work if she wants to work, and they should figure out a way to make it happen, as many parents do. She has stayed home and raised a lot of kids already with him and sacrificed her career, and now she wants to go back out there and work. I see Khaled with baby Assad all over the place.
Yeah, but his wife doesn't work. His fiancé doesn't work.
Right, yeah. But he has the baby on the road with him a lot.
Because
the fiancé
is there.
She's there, too. But I'm saying, why can't... She's saying that she'll work and she'll bring the baby with her, right?
I think that's very difficult.
And he doesn't want her to bring the baby with her. That's
very
the whole thing.
Especially when you got a baby that's on a schedule,
absolutely.
Especially a newborn. I got a newborn at the house right now. She's like 18 months. She was in South Carolina last week, and her sleep pattern is all off right now.
Yeah,
right?
But you, like
all
I just off. Said, Cal is bringing the baby, even if his fiance's there too. They're
but
on the road.
His fiance's not working, though. That's the whole thing. Even with my wife, like, if I can afford my wife not to work, I prefer her not to work because I know she's raising the kids.
But if she wants to work, would you tell her she can't?
I can't tell her she can't. Mm-hmm. I would want her not to because she takes care of the kids. She takes the kids to basketball, to football, to piano, to gymnastics, to swimming. If she's on the road, that means somebody else is raising our children.
So then what if she was like, well, Envy, you know, this is our fifth child. I've mm-hmm. raised all the other children, stayed home, haven't worked.
Yeah, let
I would like to get back to work.
One?
Envy, why don't
no.
you?
No.
Well, how about Envy, why don't you stay home?
If we could afford it, I would stay home. If she had a good enough job where she was making money and I could stay home, absolutely.
Because if somebody has to make
us... Envy just hit it on the head, and this is how I feel, T. I feel, because I'm like this in a lot of ways. If I'm going out here and I'm making a lot of money for the family, I'm doing this to make it easier for us.
Absolutely.
I'm doing... My job is to protect and provide. I'm doing this so you don't have to go out there and work, and you can stay home with the kids.
But now, if she wants to go out and work, because a lot of women do sacrifice their professional careers and their professional life in a way that men never have to do.
Well, guess what? My wife is a personal trainer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a nanny, but I also want my wife to be at home with the kids. So you know what I do, mm-hmm. what I'm doing.
Right.
Got to get the studio built in the house.
Right.
Getting a gym built in the house so she can just have her clients come to the crib.
Right.
Boom. That's it. Now, I don't know what Tiny wants to go out on the road to do, but if she wants to go out there on the road to bring this escape reunion back together, I don't have no problem with that.
Yeah, I don't know what it. I don't know what it is that she's doing, but I do. I have friends.
They got too many kids for that.
I do have friends that have sacrificed their careers, and they're like, man, for the past 10 years, I've been home raising the kids. He's been out doing everything that he's got to do, building his career and everything that he's wanted. I haven't been able to follow my passion.
See, that's what you have wrong. It's not your career. It's our family. It's not just building my career.
Yeah, but let's keep it real. Women sacrifice a lot more professionally than men do.
Right, yeah, but T.I.'s out there busting his ass. T.I. has made it to where she can relax.
Absolutely.
Now, this is my thing, too, if I'm T.I. All right, you go out on the road. I'm going to stay home, but you got to handle all the bills and everything I'm handling now. If you can do that,
sure,
go on the road.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with
it. Because let's keep it real. They're separated now. They're not together. They're getting a divorce. If she feels like maybe she's concerned about money as far as her being able to make money as
maybe.
Also, because women have to think about that. What if he's not going to have the money and taking care of her the way that he was when they were married? Now she's got to figure out, okay, I got to provide for my family.
Maybe. But if they're together in that house and she says she wants to go on the road, you can go on the road all you want if you're making the money that I'm bringing in.
And
I will sit here and be at home.
Absolutely. Hello, who's this?
No, this is D from the Break City.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Yeah, I'm back. But I just got to say, Tiny got to stay home, man. I didn't even know she had a career. I mean, she has the money making. That's why he's going to leave her.
Now, Tiny does have her own businesses and things going on. She's not just sitting at home.
Well, T.I. is the moneymaker now, but at one point, she was the moneymaker, but the roles have changed. And, you know, I would rather my wife being at home with the babies, taking the babies, than a nanny raising my children. That's how I feel.
And I'll stay home if you can make the money that I make.
Absolutely.
Baby. I promise you I will.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Good morning, my Now, we're asking, should Tiny stay home and raise the kids?
I think this is what I'm going to tell you, Envy. First of all, ain't nobody need to be comparing themselves to be they ain't got her money. Second of all, because I feel like because her chick's going through what they're going through now, she want to claim she want to go out and work or do what she doing. But girl, bye. Because she knew he was going to say no. But at the end of the day, she needs to just get it together, figure it out, and handle it. But don't be acting all crazy. She know what it is.
All right, so you think she should stay? You think she should stay home?
I mean, she don't have to stay home because women can't work and be a mom.
Right.
So don't be trying to act all extra with it because she's trying to get Chip to stay home. Girl, bye.
Well, I don't think she never said that he should stay home. She just said she wanted to be able to work and to bring the baby with her, and he said she couldn't bring the baby with her. Now, if she could figure out a way that when I have to travel, I bring somebody with me to make sure the baby stays on schedule, I feel like there has to be some kind of compromise.
I think it's impossible for the baby to stay on schedule on the road. I just don't see how
people
that's
do
possible.
It with babies all the time.
I don't see how that's possible.
And they just don't have one baby. They got a 5-year-old.
But I think he's most concerned about the young.
It's all of them. Like, you really want your kids to be raised by the parents and be in a good settled home, not running around. Like, that tour life and that road life is serious. Charlamagne knows you've been on the road for the last 2 weeks.
Yes,
it's
but I'm going back.
But we don't know what she's doing. We don't know if she's going on tour. I don't know what she's. Has to sometimes travel for.
No.
And you don't want your child to have a bond with a nanny, a better
exactly.
bond with the nanny than she got with the mom. Be calling the mom by her first name.
But she said she's going to bring
mama.
The baby with her. She said the baby will be with me.
There's no possible way she could be on road, on tour, doing shows late at night, doing appearances, and have that baby comfortable like that. And like you said, you still have to bring the nanny with you because somebody has to watch the baby while you're running around.
You know how tiring it is on the road? You off and on planes and all kind of stuff. You don't want a baby to go through all that, man.
Not at all. 800-585-1051. T.I. and Tiny got into a little argument, and he said Tiny should stay home and raise the kids. What do you think? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yeah. That was Goosebumps, Travis Scott, Kendrick Lamar. I'm so happy that they're finally adding some new music here in the morning. We just heard French Montana, now Travis Scott. It sounds good to hear some
By
new music.
By the way, New Yorkers, New York rappers, please stop trying to make dances. Leave that to the brothers in the South, because that little unforgettable hopscotch dance, I ain't about hopscotch.
You tried it.
No, I didn't.
You tried it.
But jump around? Okay, I can jump around.
There you go. Now, we're talking T.I. and Tiny now. T.I. wants Tiny to stay home and raise the kids. Here's audio of last night.
If I'm not working and you out working, who's going to be here with them?
I'm going to have... She going with me.
Oh, hell no.
That's... Hell
no. Hey, look, man. My child.
She cannot be separate.
Well, then you need to stay here. That's a sacrifice you make as a parent.
No, parents, they travel. What do you think we do?
She takes her time.
She takes her child with her.
She takes her time. No. Life on the road is no place for no damn baby. it's best for her to be in a stable place where she can wake up at a certain time, eat at a certain time, play at a certain time, go to bed at a certain time.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, should Tiny stay home and raise the kids? Now, the reason in my situation with my wife stays home and raises the kids. Why? Because I can afford it. I can make sure that the house is good, our future is good, and she makes sure those kids are good. Perfect example. A couple of weeks ago, my daughter had a staph infection and she had strep rash. If my wife wasn't there to know what's going on with my daughter to see, well, this doesn't seem right. She wakes up like this. Who knows? My daughter might not be here right now, but if my wife was able to take and make sure she was there.
But if Gia said, Envy, I really want to start this business. I've always wanted to do it.
You can start a business.
Can you? And I want to, sometimes I'm going to have to be away. You can't tell her, no, I don't want you to do it because you need to be home all the time.
It's a big difference between sometimes I may be away and I'm going on the road.
Right.
For a while. Like, that's a big difference.
But she says she's going to bring the baby with her. And they're not together. And let's keep it real. You guys are together. They're not together anymore. They have separate homes.
So why are they even having the conversation?
But even if we weren't together, those are still my kids. Those are still my children. Absolutely. I wouldn't want to do anything.
Right, but I'm just saying your situation is a little different. They don't even live together.
And by the way, I've been a stay-at-home dad before when I got fired from the Wendy Williams Show.
I saw that in your book.
In 2008. I talk about it in my book. I was a stay-at-home dad for like 8-9 months. My daughter had just been born in June, and I was too proud to go collecting unemployment checks, so my wife went to work every day. So I was a stay-at-home dad. So I have no problem staying at home.
Right.
If you are making enough money
to afford the household.
Provide
and
for the household and take care of the bills and all that good stuff.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Marco from Baltimore.
Hey, Marco, you think Tiny should stay home and raise the kids?
Yeah, I think she should stay home. If the man is making enough to provide for you and the family, I think you should stay home until the baby's old enough to talk and let you know if the babysitter's cheating them off.
Yeah. I agree with you, bro.
But I don't think it's a matter of finances. I think it's more of a matter of her passion for what she wants to do.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tasha.
Hey, Tasha. You think Tiny should stay home and raise the kids?
I think, yeah, if you can afford it, definitely. Yes, it's a blessing to the child. But I kind of question his ulterior motive with what they're going through right now. Like, what's the real reason why he really want her to stay home? Is it just only the kids, or he don't want her to be exposed to Tiny to be out?
Well, T.I. has been saying this for a long time. This ain't the first time he said that he wanted her to stay home.
Yeah, if they can afford it, stay home.
I'm with you, Mama. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
This is JC from Ohio.
JC, you think Tiny should stay home and raise the kids?
I don't think she should stay home. I think she should let T.I. take the baby. She's taking the kid to work is an option.
Okay.
Yeah, the only thing with that is if she has to be able to afford that household, if she could pay all the bills and make sure the family's covered, I mean, I have no problem with
that. I don't think
either.
It's a financial thing for her. I think it's her wanting to get back to what she loves to do.
Listen, you are not leaving the house to go do no escape reunion. I'm sorry. It's got to be something. You ain't going to
let her follow her passion.
You're my little secret and just kicking it. You're going to just kick it at the crib with these kids, all right? Now, you got to come up. You need a better plan than that. Now, that ain't the plan.
Now, what's the moral of the story?
I think the moral of the story is just you have to compromise. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. When you're in a relationship or a marriage, or even when you're not in a marriage, but y'all have kids, if y'all separating got kids, it's got to be a compromise.
That compromise is when she's on the road, he has the baby, and then when she comes back, they got to figure out time.
That works. That's fine. That's a compromise.
But maybe T.I. can't slow down. Maybe he has to be on the road. I mean, I don't know. Like, we're making it seem like T.I. can just stop what he's doing.
He can't.
You know what I'm saying?
But he just said, as a parent, you have to sacrifice.
Right, but he has to sacrifice if she can make sure she can handle those
bills.
Right,
if she's going and making money.
But talking about, when you say sacrifice, sacrifice works both ways. Tiny's sacrificing by being at home with the kids, and T.I. sacrificing by being on the road making money because he's not with his family.
Absolutely.
But why can't they take turns with that?
They can if bills could still get paid and everything.
Right.
We can, as long as you're not going to the House of Blues to sing Yo, My Little Secret with the rest of them escape girls, okay?
My goodness.
Sit down.
My goodness. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Lil Wayne. He was really upset while he was performing and even stopped the concert. We'll tell you why. Also, Bill O'Reilly speaks out after getting let go from Fox News.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Lil Wayne wasn't too happy while he was performing. He was in the middle of performing a Millie, and he had to call his goon squad for backup. I guess somebody threw a drink on stage. Here's what happened.
I don't know if you thought I was a buster, but I'm rich, so I can't throw nothing back. But watch this. Goon squad, come here. Throw that back at him. Throw it back at him. Well, back at the show over, man. Whoever the is in the middle, he just runs out of time. Show.
The funniest thing about that video was the Goon Squad had no idea
Goon
they were
squad.
The Goon Squad. They was like, who is he talking about?
Who's the Goon
Who's
Squad?
So then he had to reiterate and put a little more nuance with it. And he said, all the goons I got with me, the people that's with me, come on down to the stage.
But the problem with that is even if they do something to him, you're still going to get sued. So what's the difference? The problem,
he said throw it back, I guess, throw the drink. I don't know.
The problem with that is Lil Wayne ain't got no new music to perform because Birdman won't let him release music and people is tired of hearing the Millie. So the guy threw a drink. He's fed up. Like, yeah, you can't really be mad. You can't really be mad at the guy for being fed up. He's tired of hearing the Millie.
Man. Well, let's be real, though. Lil Wayne has plenty of hits. Remember we saw Lil Wayne perform in Detroit?
Yes.
And he was popping. Yes. Lil Wayne can perform his catalog.
The man got an amazing catalog. But if you've seen Lil Wayne perform more than three times, you know what it is already.
All right, well. That's just what happened in Garden City, Idaho. Now, okay. Bill O'Reilly, these are the first comments that he's made since he got kicked out of Fox News, even though he was the main person on that network that had everybody watching. He's gone, which just goes to show you, you never know what can happen. Mm-hmm. And that is because of these sexual harassment accusations. Now, he has his own podcast, and here's what he had to say about everything.
I am sad that I'm not on television anymore. I was very surprised how it all turned out. I can't say a lot because there's much stuff going on right now. But I can tell you that I'm very confident the truth will come out. And when it does, I don't know if you're going to be surprised, but I think you're going to be shaken as I am. There's a lot of stuff involved here.
All right. Now, he said his podcast is going to be free until Sunday. And after that, it's only available for premium members who pay $50 a year.
He's going to make a lot of money off that podcast.
Jesus Christ. And your podcast should be free because you're about to get $25
million
from
dollars.
Damn Fox News. Okay. So that's the least you can do is give people a free podcast.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. All right. And Beyonce and Jay-Z, they have put in a bid for a $120 million mansion in L.A. Mm-mm. You know, Beyonce's about to have those twins, and they actually want to move there to have more privacy. If you have Revolt TV, you can see what that mansion.
He outbid me for that crib. I tried to get that.
What did you bid, a million?
Yep.
That's exactly why you can't be in arguments with your man talking about what B do.
Right, that reason.
Tiny, do you hear me? You can't be in arguments with your man talking about what B do.
Can I see that crib again, Revolt? Okay. Show that crib again, please.
B do that too, but can
Goodness
you do this?
Gracious.
Now, that mansion, by the way,
Jesus.
That's a high school, man.
Four pools.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Eight bedrooms.
No, that's a high school.
And it has bulletproof windows.
Goodness gracious.
So everything has just been completely remodeled from the ground up.
You think Jay invite us over one time?
Why does Jay need bulletproof windows?
It comes with it. They probably built it like
that. It's already there, right? You know? The garage can fit 15 cars. It has separate staff quarters. It has a spa with a hot tub, a sauna, and a steam room. It has a recording studio. Mm.
Okay.
So in case anybody is looking, you know, that house is probably... they'll win that bid, I'm sure.
I got to work a little harder.
Drop on a clue month with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Absolutely.
Good for them.
You know
man.
My last name is Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter. Okay.
With those twins, no one's going to care about you anymore, man.
Hey, man.
You're getting kicked out of the family.
You're out of here.
All right, now.
I know who I am. That's all that matters.
This would be awesome if a movie could actually happen that the idea got started with a Twitter joke. I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday, but Lupita and Rihanna. All right, so somebody made up a whole false movie plot. There was a picture of Rihanna, a picture of Lupita, and it says, Rihanna looks like she scams rich white men, and Lupita is the computer smart best friend that helps plan the scams. Now, that was the picture that you just saw on Revolt TV. So Lupita and Rihanna even made some jokes about it. They said they would be down to do it. And apparently Issa Rae then said she's on board to write the movie. And then Ava DuVernay, who's the Oscar-winning director, said that she would actually direct it.
Oh, there you go. Link up.
All off of a Twitter joke.
Link up.
That would be dope.
Imagine if this could really happen. That's not a bad plot.
I'm there for all the players in that game, okay? Rihanna and Lupita are the stars. Issa is the writer. Ava is the producer, director.
That would be dope.
I'm with all of that.
All right, well,
I'm there for that. I'm sold.
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Nah, I hate to generalize. But this is definitely white people news. Boy, after the hour. Okay.
What?
All right, it involves turkeys.
Turkeys.
And guns.
Mm. All right.
Yes, in Kansas City.
All right.
We'll talk about it before after the hour, damn it.
All right, we'll get to it when we come back. Keep it locked.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey.
Hee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, April 25th, is going out to a Kansas City man named Kenneth Dietz. I think his last name is D-I-E-N-S-T. How you pronounce that?
Sounds right.
D-I-T.
D-I-E-N-S-T. Dietz. Kenneth Dietz. Let's just call him Kenneth D.
Okay.
Now, this is absolutely positively the stupidest thing I've heard in a couple of weeks. And the Donkey of the Day segment is all about giving people the credit they deserve for being stupid. And this is beyond stupid. Now, Kenneth and his friends were out hunting wild turkey because April 12th was opening day of the Kansas spring turkey season. Now, I heard this is an exciting time in Kansas City when hunters usually replicate the sounds of turkeys and go out there and try to attack turkeys. You know, I said attack, but attract. To attack, which is hunting, whatever. April 12th was opening day of the Kansas spring turkey season. It's an exciting time. Hunters go out there, replicate the sounds of the turkeys. They try to bring the gobblers into shotgun range. Basically, it's like Coachella for turkey hunters in Kansas City. Now, Kenneth was out hunting with his brother Gary and his friend Justin. They were hunting and using a technique called fanning. Now, fanning is when hunters use a preserved tail fan of a wild turkey to attract or sneak up on a wild gobbler. Basically, a preserved turkey tail is like a weave. Okay, it's a wig. It's like a ponytail extension. It's the blackout men be using to make it seem like they have a healthy hairline. It's basically just a decoy, and sometimes they plant this decoy in the ground to hide behind it, or they put it on their gun and lay on the ground behind it, and then they make turkey calls, hoping that they can attract turkeys towards them so they can shoot them. Oh, it's up on Revolt right now. There you go. Now, one of my favorite TV shows is Finding Bigfoot. I love it, but I always say they will never find Bigfoot because they go in the woods with a full camera crew making all this noise. Don't you think Bigfoots know better? This fanning thing is reminding me of that. Y'all not fooling real turkeys with this BS. If wild turkeys were so dumb, you wouldn't have to hunt them. They would walk right up to you and leave with you. But back to the donkey of the day. Now, Gary and Justin went to one property to hunt. Kenneth D. went to another. The problems began when Gary and Justin returned to the property where Kenneth was hunting without telling Kenneth they were there. Now, in the hunting world, changing locations without alerting others is one of the cardinal sins they teach against, okay? Now, being that they didn't know they were on the same property, they were calling to each other and sneaking up on each other. Like two turkeys coming at each other, okay? And they both thought they were sneaking up on real wild turkeys. Mm-mm. Well, Kenneth sprinted toward the wild turkey gobbler he'd been calling to and watching. And when he got close enough, he started blasting. And right after he shot, he thought he saw a big-ass turkey flopping on the ground. And when he got there, he saw two guys rolling on the ground because old Kenneth shot his brother and friend in the face.
No.
Both of them? Yes, he did. All right?
Oh, goodness man. Gracious.
I'm going to be honest with you. Nothing else to tell you about this story, folks. Okay, you and your friends out hunting, pretending to be turkeys to catch a turkey, and you both end up fooling yourselves, and the only person that ends up getting shot is the hunters? Y'all know what that was? Say, play that again. You know what that sound is? Huh? That's the sound of wild turkeys in the woods laughing their ass off, okay? Those turkeys was watching from the woods, watching those hunters trick each other like it was an episode of Catfish. I don't know about y'all, but I'm satisfied with the level of stupidity in today's Donkey of the Day. So please give Kenneth Dietz the smooth sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
Hee-haw.
Hee-haw.
They're okay, right?
Did they die?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. No,
yeah,
they didn't die.
Can we know?
All right, thank God.
They didn't die.
I was a little concerned.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
I mean, they still got shot in the face, though. It's going to be kind of awkward at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of hard to eat a turkey this year, knowing that you just got shot in the face because you were pretending to be a turkey.
Yeah.
But you turn out to be what you pretend to be, right?
Mm-mm-mm.
Let's be clear. You turn out to be what you pretend to be. So if you're pretending to be a wild turkey that wants to get shot, hey. Hey.
My goodness. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. When we come back, let's talk about this tweet that Rihanna put out. Or this Instagram post, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
She said, if we together and your ex die and you cry, you single.
People were upset about this, but some people agree.
I missed this. What did you just say?
I said.
Is that the one over my head?
Sorry, is that my computer? Definitely real hip hop over there. Angela, you listening to that real hip hop? Sorry, my volume's up. It won't go down. Turn it down. All right. Is your mute? It's my computer. You better hurry up. It's frozen. I can't do anything. It's frozen. Lord have mercy, Angela. There you go. 800-585-1051.
It's still playing.
All right. Unplug it. If they start cursing, we're going to get in trouble.
It's frozen. I can't do anything.
All right. If we
this is why we need new laptops.
This is real hip hop.
Let's come back.
If we together and your ex die and you cry, you single.
If we together and your ex die.
So if we're dating, right, and your ex dies and you start crying, then we're not dating anymore, in other
words.
How dare you have any feelings for your ex? That's how I can explain it better to you.
This is stupid. Where did y'all get this from?
Rihanna put it up on Instagram.
Is it?
Rihanna posted that?
Yes.
Are you listening?
No.
No, he's not listening.
Clearly I'm not.
Oh, my goodness.
Put this turkey thing on.
800-585-1051. Do you agree? If we together and your ex die and you cry, you single. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Rihanna's Instagram post where she said, if we together and your ex die and you cry, you single. So we're asking 800-585-1051 if you have feelings towards your ex, if they die and you cry. Is it a wrap? Is it over?
Oh, my gosh. Death? I mean, I would expect you to cry if your ex dies. I'm going to tell you this. I don't mind dating somebody who doesn't have a bad relationship with their ex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because I actually prefer that you have respect for somebody that you dated. Clearly, that was a choice that you made to be with somebody for whatever period of time. And then if you bash them and badmouth them, I feel like, well, what kind of terrible decisions were you making? So I don't mind that. I think you should still, even if you're not cool with them, you shouldn't hate your ex. You know, it should never be a situation like that. So I think you should cry if your ex dies. So, of course, I wouldn't break up with somebody for that reason.
Charlamagne?
I had to think about this one because I didn't understand it at first. But upon further review, I kind of agree with Rihanna. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I would go so far as to say you're single, but I'm thinking about it now. I mean, even though I've been with my woman for, what, 18, 19 years now, I got a couple exes. If they was to die, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't cry. I would be upset. I'm not going to say I wouldn't care because I always care about when somebody dies, but I wouldn't cry. You know what I'm saying?
See, I wouldn't cry either, but I mean...
I probably would.
Let's say your wife was with somebody maybe in 5 years before you, and they were together for 5, 6, 7 years. You know what I mean? So she had feelings towards him.
I'm glad competition's gone. I can never know. Now I'll never have to worry about you.
Thinking about him ever again.
I probably would cry if my ex died because I also know their parents, you know their family members, you feel sorry, you know somebody personally. I'm an emotional person,
though.
I'm going to be honest with you, though.
But if you with a person and you still worried about their ex in any way, shape, or form, maybe you don't got that your bae on lock like you think you do.
We're talking about death here, though.
Still, if like, they, you know, even if they found out, like, yo, you know,
if they died,
you got to be like, word? All right, well, anyway, where we going to lunch? Like,
and you got to be very, very petty to be upset because she cried over an ex. He's dead. Like, it's not going, like, it's good.
She's
a wrap. Like, she's not coming back. He's not going to be able to get with him. Whatever feelings she had are going 6 feet under. Like, it's
and
done.
I cry when people die in movies. Okay, Envy, you cried during Creed.
I did.
That's not even real.
Why you keep telling people that?
You did. I seen it.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Fernando from Detroit.
Now, Fernando, if you together, if you with your girl and she cries over her ex, are y'all single?
I mean, I think it depends on how they were before when they were together. Were they in love? Were they just dating for a few months?
Does it matter if they were in love?
Yeah, if they was in love, then of course. I mean, no, we're not single. We okay. You good. You know, you love that person, and they died. So you got to be able to understand. But if you, I mean, if they was just dating for a few months or something, then nah, you single. You gone, girl.
Okay. Thank you, man.
Wow.
Hello, who's this?
You guys are harsh.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's your name, Mama?
This is Sunny from New Haven.
Hey, Sunny. Now, if your ex cries over his ex, how do you take that?
Well, first of all, Rihanna's a savage for saying that. She put savage.
That was her. She does have a song. That's what she wrote, Savage.
Savage, by the way.
Now, if my man cried over his ex passing, listen. That's his ex. It's nothing you can do about it. If the feeling, obviously, there was something there for her in the beginning. Because they were together. You can't condemn somebody for still feeling some type of way.
Right.
Whether they love them or they hate them, even if you hate them, you still got love for them in some way for them to matter.
Hey, but you know what, though? Maybe she don't. I mean, anybody that you've ever come across, if you've had some type of relationship with, whether it was friends or y'all was close in some way, when they die,
yeah,
you're going to feel it.
You're going to still feel some type of way.
Yeah, you're going to feel something.
Like, my ex passed away 2 years ago.
Okay.
My ex-fiance. We parted on, it wasn't great terms, but we slowly got over that and became friends again later on down the line.
Mm-hmm.
The person that I'm actually still with, when he passed, he actually encouraged me to go to the funeral because he needed that closure.
Right. All I know is
he's not going to get mad. I called him crying, telling him what happened. He's like, you need to go see your mom, see your kids or whatever. Go in just to make that peace.
See the mom,
because
see the kids.
Because that person was significant to you. Right. You can't get mad at them for that.
Now, I'm with you. I don't think I would go so far as to break up with my significant other, but I would clap in her face and say,
I see
you crying over your little dead ex. So when I die, you better have that same energy when I pass,
stupid.
Okay?
You stupid. I think part of the problem is I don't have an ex or anybody that I care for that much, and I don't think my wife does as well. We've been together so long, so I don't know those feelings.
Yeah, but
death is such a final thing. It's something that none of us want to experience for a very, very, very long time.
Right.
So anytime you hear about somebody dying, you're going to feel a weight.
I cry during the news sometimes. People I don't even know die.
That's what I'm saying.
Too.
Exactly.
I do too. I ain't gonna lie, though.
I do. Sometimes the news be so sad, I start crying.
So you just light-skinned?
I'm just light-skinned.
You just a waffle-colored Negro?
If I watch a sad story.
You just a khaki-colored kid?
I just,
you just a beige bitch? What'd you say?
Hey, watch your mouth.
He's in touch with his feelings.
What'd you say, Snowflake?
805-85-Snowflake. That's a new one. 805-85-1051. If we together and your ex die and you cry, you single, what do you feel about that? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we were talking about T.I. and Tiny. T.I. wants Tiny to stay home and raise the kids. Here's audio of last night.
If I'm out working and you out working, who's gonna be here with them?
I'm gonna have she going with me.
Oh, hell no.
That's
hell no.
Baby.
Hey, look, man, my child.
She cannot be separate.
Well, then you need to stay here. That's a sacrifice you make as a parent.
No, parents, they travel. What do you think we do?
She takes her time. And
she takes her child.
She
with
takes her time. No. Life on the road is no place for no damn baby. It's best for her to be in a stable place where she can wake up at a certain time, eat at a certain time, play at a certain time, go to bed at a certain time.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, should Tiny stay home and raise the kids? Now, the reason in my situation with my wife stays home and raises the kids. Why? Because I can afford it. I can make sure that the house is good, our future is good, and she makes sure those kids are good. Perfect example. A couple of weeks ago, my daughter had a staph infection and she had strep rash. If my wife wasn't there to know what's going on with my daughter to see, well, this doesn't seem right. She wakes up like this. Who knows? My daughter might not be here right now.
But if
my wife was able to take and make sure she was there.
But if Gia said, Envy, I really want to start this business. I've always wanted to do it.
You can start a business.
Can you? And I want to, sometimes I'm going to have to be away. You can't tell her. No, I don't want you to do it because you need to be home all the time.
I mean, it's a big difference between sometimes I may be away and I'm going on the road.
Right.
For a while. Like, that's a big difference.
But she says she's going to bring the baby with her. And they're not together. And let's keep it real. You guys are together. They're not together anymore. They have separate homes.
So why are they even having the conversation?
But even if we were together, those are still my kids. Those are still my children.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't want to do anything.
Right, but I'm just saying your situation is a little different. They don't even live together.
And by the way, I've been a stay-at-home dad before when I got fired from the Wendy Williams Show.
I saw that in your book.
In 2008. I talk about it in my book. Mm-hmm. I was a stay-at-home dad for like 8-9 months. My daughter had just been born in June, and I was too proud to go collect them unemployment checks, so my wife went to work every day. So I was a stay-at-home dad. So I have no problem staying at home.
Right.
If you are making enough money
to afford
to
household.
Provide
yeah, absolutely.
And for the household and take care of the bills and all that good stuff.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is DeMarco from Baltimore.
Hey, Marco, you think Tiny should stay home and raise the kids?
Yeah, I think she should stay home. If the man is making enough to provide for you and the family, I think you should stay home until the baby's old enough to talk and let you know if the babysitter's cheating them off.
Yeah. I agree with you, bro.
But I don't think it's a matter of finances. I think it's more of a matter of her passion for what she wants to do.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tasha.
Hey, Tasha. You think Tiny should stay home and raise the kids?
I think, yeah, if you can afford it, definitely. Yes, it's a blessing to the child. But I kind of question his ulterior motives with what they're going through right now. Like, what's the real reason why he really want her to stay home? Is it just only the kids, or he don't want her to be exposed to Tiny to be out
Well, T.I.'s been saying this for a long time. This ain't the first time he said that he wanted her to stay home.
Yeah, if they can afford it, stay home.
I'm with you, but, mama. All right, thank you, mama. Hello, who's this?
This is J.C. from Ohio.
J.C., you think Tiny should stay home and raise the kids?
I don't think she should stay home. I think she should let T.I. take the baby. She's taking the kid to work is an option.
Okay.
Yeah, the only thing with that is if she has to be able to afford that household, if she could pay all the bills and make sure the family's covered, I mean, I have no problem with that.
I don't think
either.
It's a financial thing for her. I think it's her wanting to get back to what she loves to do.
You are not leaving the house to go do no escape reunion. I'm sorry. Hey, you guys, it's got to be something. You ain't going to
let her follow her passion.
You're my little secret and just kicking it. You're going to just kick it at the crib with these kids, all right? Now, you got to come up. You need a better plan than that. Now, that ain't the plan.
Now, what's the moral of the story?
I think the moral of the story is just you have to compromise. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. When you're in a relationship or a marriage, or even when you're not in a marriage, but y'all have kids, if y'all separate and got kids, it's got to be a compromise.
That compromise is when she's on the road, he has the baby, and then when she comes back, they got to figure out time.
That works. That's fine.
That's a compromise.
But maybe T.I. can't slow down. Maybe he has to be on the road. I mean, I don't know. Like, we're making it seem like T.I. can just stop what he's doing.
He can't.
You know what I'm saying?
But he just said, as a parent, you have to sacrifice.
Right, but he has to sacrifice if she can make sure she can handle those
bills. Right, if she's going and making money.
Talking about when you say sacrifice, sacrifice works both ways. Tiny sacrificing by being at home with the kids, and T.I. sacrificing by being on the road making money because he's not with his family.
Absolutely.
But why can't they take turns with that?
They can if bills could still get paid and everything.
Right.
We can, as long as you're not going to the House of Blues to sing "You're My Little Secret" with the rest of them escape girls, okay? Sit down.
My goodness. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Lil Wayne. He was really upset while he was performing and even stopped the concert. We'll tell you why. Also, Bill O'Reilly speaks out after getting let go from Fox News.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Rumor. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right, let's talk about Kendrick Lamar's album, Damn, and what it has just done. Now, that album had 14 positions in the Billboard Hot 100, the songs off of Damn. So that's all 14 songs charting. Now, there's only been 5 artists ever to land that many songs on the chart at the same time, 14 songs at the same time. Who do you think they are? Besides Kendrick.
All the new people. Drake, I'm sure.
Drake is one of them.
I want to say... I want to say Meek had a bunch of records up there at one time, too.
No, not 14 at once.
Not 14, though, right?
Not 14.
The Beatles.
The Beatles?
Michael Jackson. The Beatles did. Then you have to say Michael Jackson.
No, it wasn't Michael Jackson.
Not Michael Jackson.
Nope. The Weeknd.
Beyonce?
Nope. The Weeknd and Justin Bieber. So Justin Bieber had 14 at the same time also. The Weeknd had 18. Mm. Drake had 24.
Wow.
How did Beatles sneak their old ass in there? I thought that was a new thing.
All you don't
new
know guys. About Beatlemania?
No, I don't. I know about WrestleMania.
Oh,
okay.
it's not the same.
Only Beatles I acknowledge is the one that was on Mario Brothers. I'm not a Beatles type of guy. Okay.
All right. Now, what do you think was the most streamed song the first week?
Humble.
It actually was Loyalty.
Oh.
Mm. Well, you know what? It was Humble first, and then Loyalty was the one with no official music video. Mm. So, yes, Humble was definitely the most streamed one out of all of those. So, congratulations to Kendrick, breaking records.
Congrats to them.
As always. Now, on the It's the Real podcast, A Waste of Time, those are our friends, Jeff and Eric Rosenthal. They had David Cho on. What were you going
to
say, Sean?
No, salute to Jeff and Eric, and salute to Jeff and Eric's mom.
Why?
Wow, that
sounds like you smashed their mom.
Jeff and Eric's mom.
Shout out their mom.
No, that's disrespectful.
Jeff and Eric's mom saw me somewhere. I think it was The View or something, and she had some nice things to say. So salute to Jeff and Eric's mom.
All right. Well, they had David Cho on there. He's the former publisher of Grantland, and he sat down with them, and he talked about Kanye's Watch the Throne project with Jay-Z and what Kanye wanted to do with that album with every single song. Here's what he said.
I would tell the one story about N-Words in Paris where Jay wanted to call it Ball So Hard, and Kanye's like, no, we're going to put the N-word in every single title of this album so everyone has to say it, and they have to confront it. So it'd be like, Otis would be called, like, you know,
wow,
whatever. And so like that was the statement. And Kanye, and I think the compromise, I'm assuming the compromise ended up being, all right, we'll put in the title of this one song that's arguably the best song on the album.
It's kind of a silly statement, though, because he's assuming that everybody isn't already saying it.
Right.
So I don't understand.
I'm not going to lie. I did go to that concert, and you look around to see who's going to say the actual words.
Everybody say it.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody say it.
All right, now let's discuss Beyonce. She has announced the Formation Scholars Scholarship Program. To add to the celebration of the one-year anniversary of Lemonade, Beyonce announced the establishment of Formation Scholars Awards for the 2017-2018 academic year to encourage and support young women who are unafraid to think outside the box, who are bold, creative, conscious, and confident. There's going to be 4 scholarships awarded, and that's 1 per college, to female incoming current or graduate students pursuing studies in creative arts, music, literature, or African-American studies. The schools that they chose to participate for these scholarships: Berklee College of Music, Howard University, Parsons School of Design, and Spelman College.
Didn't say Hampton?
No. Those are the ones that they chose for this particular scholarship. So 4 women.
Or dropping the clues bombs for Beyonce, damn it. Mm-hmm.
Formation.
There you go.
That must feel good to go to school on a Beyonce Formation Scholarship.
That's pressure. You can't tell you nothing.
You can't say
that's pressure. You got to keep grades up,
nothing,
though.
Damn it. Oh, my God.
All right, now there's going to be a biopic, and this is going to be based on Madonna. It's going to be set in the early 80s in New York City as Madonna works on her first album, struggling in a business that treats women badly while also dealing with her love life and the first hints of fame. So she moved to New York from Michigan back in 1978. She moved to pursue dance, but then she started singing and writing songs. So that's going to be a huge deal. The studio, Universal Studios, has picked up Blonde Ambition.
I feel like Madonna's biopic should be a porn. Just based off her image over all of these years, well, especially in the early 80s, early 90s.
Well, she's successful.
No,
No.
When she first came out, she was doing songs like Borderline. And
I don't
that
know
was
what
it.
That is. I don't remember Madonna when she first
She did
came
like
out.
A Virgin. She did Material Girls, Lucky Star. It was nothing pornographic at all.
I just always remember Madonna being a loosey-goosey out here, you know.
You're thinking about the Justify My Love Madonna when she did the sex book, but that was later on.
I'm thinking of Her Smash and Big Daddy Kane.
That's what I'm thinking.
Her first album.
I'm thinking Big Daddy Kane, Devontae.
But that's not porn. That's just who she was dating and having sex with.
It just seemed like she'd always been very sexually free. So yes. I would think that her biopic would be like very sexually driven.
I feel like porn. When Madonna first came out, she was very child friendly. Because I remember I didn't know what a virgin was. And I was like, what's a virgin?
Well, that doesn't make it child friendly. I don't think you're not supposed to know what
like
a virgin is that kid at that
But
age.
I'm just saying, the songs before that she did some really nice songs that were kid-friendly, and then she got a little more risque after that.
Well, I'm going to take your word for it, because I've never heard somebody use Madonna and kid-friendly in the same.
Her first songs were, like, Material Girl was a cute song. Borderline.
How's Material go?
Lucky Star.
Material.
Holiday. Celebrate.
Material.
If
holiday.
We took the holiday. I love Madonna. And Matt Rogers, by the way, produced for Madonna when she first came out. They actually didn't know what they were going to do with her at the label. Mm-hmm. And they tapped Nile Rogers, and he ended up producing her album.
Shout out to Nile Rogers.
Mm-hmm. Nile Rogers is, by the way, having his We Are Family Foundation benefit. It's going to be on Friday night in New York City, so I'm going to be there.
Did he write the song We Are Family, too? Probably, right?
Yes, he did.
See? Go ahead, Nile Rogers.
He did We Are Family. He did a lot of it. He did Diana Ross. He did Upside Down, I'm Coming Out.
I know that one, now.
Okay.
He did all the music for
Upside Down, You're Turning Me.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I'm Coming Out.
I know that one, too.
And he did the music for Coming to America.
That's dope.
He did a lot of things. But anyway, I'm Angela Yee. That's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee.